Hi guys, welcome to episode number 36 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Stylin Podcast. How are you guys? How's your fashion business doing? If you don't know me, this is Sandra speaking. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. You can send us your questions to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. You know you can always hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout, where we answer questions, we host events, we share resources. Also, remember to check out our Etsy store, where we have workbooks and planners for your fashion business. And if you need more support, please check out the Fashion Business Online Incubator. So I'm super excited today because I have an amazing guest here. I know I say this all the time, but really, they are amazing guests. And we are going to talk about, you know, a different approach to fashion. Okay, a healthy one, she mentioned. So, and we're gonna also, you know, I just so excited to have her here and so excited to bring this information to you because it's so unique. So her name is Alisa Couture and she's the founder of Healthy Fashion Campaign. And Healthy Fashion Campaign is a digital platform that is based in San Diego, California in the United States. And it is a fresh new approach to fashion, fashion to reclaim your soul and spirit. She's also the author of Healthy Fashion, The Deeper Truths, which is a guidebook on fashion for health. She has also been a Fashionpreneur of the Week in our community, and I'm so excited to bring her in. And thank you so much, Alisa, for being here with us.
Thank you so much, Sandra, for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, it's a pleasure. I love what you're doing. I love the information that you're sharing, so I'm very excited to have you here and share, you know, your point of view with our community here. So I wanted to ask you, you know, when did you decide to take this approach in fashion? Were you always like that? Is this something that happened because of something? What happened there?
That's a really good question. So when I had first started getting into fashion, it was way back when I was a teenager, and I'm about 36 now. So when I started as a teenager, I wasn't really involved in the healthy fashion concepts. And then I went to design school and I spent a lot of time in retail management, styling, merchandising. And even at that point, I really wasn't completely concentrated with the healthy fashion concepts. But I always kind of felt there was more theories and more types of philosophies out there in fashion that I kind of wanted to discover and learn more about. Mm-hmm. And so it was really when I started doing my fashion entrepreneur work. Back in 2015, I had a handmade fashion brand called Alternative Fashion. I had a little news media site and I was getting into lots of fashion shows and selling my little clothes at pop-up shops. It was a lot of fun. Uh-huh. And but at that point, I had to move on and do other projects. But moving into that direction of doing my own thing, I realized what I really wanted to be about. And I started getting into the eco fashion movement and the sustainable fashion movement. Mm-hmm. And I had an eco fashion blog as well, doing a lot of the fashion journalism. Mm-hmm. Aspects of the industry and writing about eco fashion. But even then, it really wasn't enough for me. So with my work and living in ashrams and monasteries, my spiritual background as an energy healer, I kind of wanted to merge my energy healing background, which was parallel with my fashion work.
Okay.
So it was basically my extreme passion for new age and metaphysics and energy work. You know, the Reiki. Have you heard of the Reiki energy?
Yes, of
and
course.
And the herbalism and the healing arts, the holistic. Mm-hmm. Yes, all of that. So I really wanted to bring that into fashion more and more. Okay. And so that was really what happened. It was bringing and merging my new age metaphysical healing arts passion. Okay. With my passion for fashion.
Amazing. Okay. I'm into all of that too. So I get you. So I love it. So you know, you mentioned the eco-fashion movement and everything, and you know, the sustainability topic has been big these past years, right? And people talk about having sustainable fabrics or using sustainable fabrics and, you know, paying their workers well and fair, you know, doing fair trade and those kind of things. But let's dive a little bit deeper, since you know so much about this topic. You know, what is really healthy and unhealthy in the fashion world right now?
Right. So some basic things are we're heading into the direction of plant-based fashion. Right now, we're nowhere near it because we're 90% synthetic in the mainstream world of the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding is, through my research, in my textile research, mm-hmm. I've discovered that synthetic materials are not the best for the body. They're not as good as plant-based materials. So plant-based materials is one thing to become healthier. Mm-hmm. And there's also social and mental aspects to what makes something healthy. Mm-hmm. And I dive into fashion for the mental body, emotional body, spiritual body, energetic body, and physical body. Yep. So being a multidimensional human being, mm-hmm. I actually have related all of the bodies in relation to fashion. Mm-hmm. So for instance, being able to perceive and honor fashion, mm-hmm. versus you know, being shallow and judgmental towards fashion. That's the mental body working with fashion, because right now, mm-hmm. There's a lot of marketing things that occur where we kind of judge fashion quickly, and it's very on the surface. So what I talk about is the Jungian archetypes and being able to sort of perceive fashion in a new way mentally. So we talked about, you know, the mental body and then the physical body with the types of materials, mm-hmm. as well as the ergonomics of design. And I truly love ergonomics. Mm-hmm. Ergonomics is basically design that can help the body perform and function at its best. Mm-hmm. And what you will find is sportswear and activewear, they mm-hmm. are really big with the ergonomics, but it's about the design details, the silhouettes, the elements of fashion. Mm-hmm. It goes down to the tactility of the fabric, types mm-hmm. of dyes, the textures, mm-hmm. The cuts and silhouettes, mm-hmm. really how we can design clothing in a very advanced way. Mm-hmm. And you will also find ergonomic fashion in many of the luxury markets, mm-hmm. the luxury fashion markets, because when you put on a luxurious garment, for some reason it just feels better, mm-hmm. even if it's just subconsciously or whatever. Yeah. So those are a few things that I believe are really important for healthy fat. To make fashion healthy is ergonomics, the plant-based fibers, mm-hmm. and perceiving fashion in a very honorable and respectful way for the human race.
Okay. And I mean, we all know the phenomenon, right? When I don't want to say brands, but you know, big fast fashion brands, right? That have come, that have stayed in the pop culture in our regular everyday life, that have a lot of those synthetic fabrics that you're talking about, and how they have become so big, and how society, both men and women, are just buying this clothing all the time and discarding it, and it's just a way of life, and for a lot of people, right? So I want to ask you, from your point of view and all the research you do and everything that you have experienced so far, how do you think, how we're doing with that movement, the healthy fashion movement, and how do you feel like where we're going? Are we on the right path? Are we doing a good job so far? What do you see happening there?
Well, the industry is doing okay. Mm-hmm. The sustainable fashion movement are pretty, you know, angry towards fast fashion, and mm-hmm. you know, everyone has emotions about certain things, and mm-hmm. fast fashion is kind of a problem because of the plastics that they're using, and it's creating fast fashion. If mm-hmm. we didn't use synthetics for our garments, it wouldn't be fast. If plant-based fashion was the predominant fiber, it would slow it down like immediately. Yeah. So fast fashion is really because of the fast fabrics and the polyesters, acrylic, acetate, nylon, and there's substitutes. There's plant-based nylon now. There's all kinds of substitutes for fabrics, but then we're dealing with the cost. So basically, the fast fashions are doing one good thing. They're creating capsule collections. And these capsule collections are mini collections within their collections that focus on sustainability, organic fibers, say specific textile technology that will help with the environment, say waterless dyeing and whatnot. So they are realizing it's an issue. And there's lots of different certifications that are occurring now to help people become aware of what is good and what is not. There's even the government is getting involved in regards to what we can do with our fashion to make it better and improve it. So at this rate, I think that we're moving along, but I do believe it's going to be much more quicker in the coming years, because there is some kind of spiritual shift happening. Have you heard of the paradigm shift? So there's the paradigm shift is occurring. So every single field in industry are going to advance and change, and we're not going to have to deal with all this toxic pollution.
And well, the pandemic has increased that shift, I think. And, you know, a lot of people woke up to a bunch of different things, and we're still waking up to a lot of different things, and they're going to keep changing. And I agree with you. That's going to take us to a different place. I mean, we have to the movement, the thrift movement, right, has grown so much, at least with all those fast fashion pieces and not so fast fashion pieces. We have a movement now where we have used that, and maybe it's not good for the environment and all that you have mentioned, but at least we keep reusing that, and we have kind of given it a positive shift there. People are really going to those stores and buying a clothing there and changing their lifestyle a little bit and not relying so much on the traditional stores. So there have been some consciousness changes and things like that, and we're kind of using what we have and try to make the best out of it, right? So I think they are happening, right? But there's still a lot to come. What do you see in the future for this? Like, are we gonna go all the way to perhaps, you know, those kind of fabrics that you're mentioning that are good, that are going to take longer to produce and all of that? Is that where you feel all of this is going, or what's your opinion?
Well, I believe that the future is fashion for health and wellness. We've been living during the times of just eco fashion for a while now, and before that it's mainstream conventional fashion. And I believe that mainstream conventional fashion, eco fashion, and healthy fashion will eventually merge into one. But the health and wellness trend is definitely happening. There's lots of information in regards to fashion as a alternative health treatment. Well, there's not a ton, and that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of talk about it, but that's because it's a future trend. There is enough, though, and because of the coronavirus happening, it has really involved people into getting into the health and wellness of fashion, and fashion for health and healing. Because we had to wear all these masks, and we needed to protect ourselves. And we'd had that feeling of needing to have this sense of armor. And that's what health and wellness trend of fashion is doing. It's making fashion a healing modality, like a tool, a way that we can use it, not just for aesthetics and not just for function, but for a way for us to improve our body, mind, and spirit. And that's where I think that this isn't really a topic for fashion professionals, mm-hmm. it's for fashion consumers too. And mm-hmm. Us fashion professionals are fashion consumers. Yeah. We all right. have our own wardrobe. And I think that when we focus on our own wardrobe too, it will help our companies too.
Totally. My background, I'm a personal stylist, and I have used always fashion, you know, not only for making people look great and everything, but, you know, I always use it as a self-esteem tool, as a, you know, feel better tool, as a change your day kind of tool, change your energy kind of tool. Like exactly. There's so many aspects to it. And I think if we combine that with what you're talking about, right, with all the benefits that perhaps some fabrics or some pieces or some, I don't, all the different, because, you know, I'm not an expert, that's why I have you here. I read about this stuff because it fascinates me. But, and, you know, I know a lot about crystals, for example, and how people are, you know, incorporating them in the, you know, it's not all the different jewelry pieces, all the different things, they make a big difference. And I'm excited to see where this goes. I wanted to ask you, because we're going to talk about your book also, which is super interesting. You have so much information there, so much good information. And you talk about healthy fashion business strategies, you know, that people can apply. As you know, a lot of entrepreneurs follow us here. And it's not only about the process itself of the fabrics and the production of it, but there's also strategies that you can apply in the whole business to have a healthy fashion business. What do you recommend to our listeners?
Well, I think that we can start off with some of the sustainability methods, and that would be, you know, zero waste, mm-hmm. ethics with transparency. Having a transparent company mm-hmm. is really going to attract your audience and your type of client and customer that you want. Because I know that when I, as a customer, go onto a website and I see the background of the business, mm-hmm. it makes me feel more comfortable and it makes me trust the company a lot more.
Yeah.
So with that, and I have the book actually right here. This is Healthy Fashion, The Deeper Truths. Mm-hmm. And there is a pretty large section of fashion business strategies. Mm-hmm. And I would also focus on creating your brand and introducing health and wellness as a part of your concepts. Mm-hmm. Because moving forward, people want to generally be healthy. So if you don't have to be direct about it in your marketing, mm-hmm. You know, but you can be indirect or direct about it. But I believe that it will definitely enhance your company, mm-hmm. and it will bring a specific type of client and customer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's the wellness trend is not going to go away because everybody needs health and healing. And this world is very sick. There's a lot of pollution, there's a lot of toxicity. Yeah. And if you did speaking with people who have both services and products, mm-hmm. I would say too, focusing on nature, plant-based fibers, mm-hmm. or directing your customers to more natural materials. Okay. I, as an energy healer, planetary energy healer, mm-hmm. I can literally detect the energy mm-hmm. of a plant versus the plastics, which is the fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And the energy is different. It's scientifically different. Mm-hmm. It's scientifically different and chemically different. And mm-hmm. what we really need is, we definitely need plants. And I talk about it a lot. Mm-hmm. I talk about plant-based fabrics a lot. I think I just have a serious passion. In my book too, I have 36 different types of plants that mm-hmm. are have been in production or mm-hmm. being produced or being experimented on or are in minor, moderate, or major production right now. Mm-hmm. So those are a few, I would say, is branding and marketing healthy, mm-hmm. Focusing on natural materials, and mm-hmm. I forgot the other one. And then transparency, opening your, I know that everybody talks about it, but it's a very modern thing. and people are really enjoying it, especially with people with their social media content.
Yeah.
They're bringing the customer along and sharing part of that with them. So it's really great.
Yeah. Where can people get the book? Of course, I'll include the links, but tell people where can they get it?
Sure. The book, Healthy Fashion, can be ordered online, or you can go to your local bookstore and order it through your local bookstore, any major bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any, basically listing any are in the system. The book is in the system, okay. But Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
On your website.
And my website is www.hsandhealthycampaign.com.
There you go. Awesome. I'll make sure to include those links below. I wanted to mention your website also because you have great resources there, like a lot.
Yes, I do.
Tell them a little bit about that because I myself have downloaded some of those and they're great.
Oh, thank you so much. That's a very big honor to have download my resources. So I have several resources on my resources page. It's right on the, you hit the resource tab. I have a document full of wonderful fabric stores. I have a document full of certifications that are modern certifications to make your brand healthy in relation to make your brand more healthy. Mm-hmm. And I have some printables that I have fun making. I just love printables. I've seen your printables. I love your printables.
Thanks. Me too. I have a passion for them.
Yes, me too. I have to start making more. I just have stopped.
Yeah. Do you have any on Etsy? Maybe you should have an Etsy store.
I've thought of it. I just haven't really been.
Yeah.
I don't think I have the drive to open an Etsy account. You really have to put in a lot of time and energy.
You do. But you guys can access the ones that she already has in her store, which are great, on her website, which are great. You can start there. She has great resources, great information. She's very active also on Instagram, constantly publishing a lot of blog posts, a lot of education. What's your Instagram again?
It is HF Campaign.
HF Campaign, yes. So make sure to connect with her. Do you have anything going on right now, Alyssa? I know that I have to give you a shout out because you say in your website, you have been, I think, in more than 40-something podcasts already. And she's very active on, you know, reaching out to people and sharing her message. And that's something that everyone listening here, all the entrepreneurs, you have to take action. She has a drive for her message and she's really taking action by reaching out to people and connecting with them. And she's been, how many podcasts already?
60 now.
60 now. Okay. We have to update that. So, you know, it's incredible. I wanna congratulate you because you're really, it's not only that you have the passion, but you're also taking the action to create all this content consistently, showing up and reaching out to people, because a lot of people, you know, they put their website together and they're just there waiting for sales to happen or you know, invitations to happen. And I'm always telling people, no, you have to create your own opportunities and you are an example of that. So I
want to. Well, you are too. You are absolutely too.
Thank you. Yeah, you have to move and you know, go after what you want. If not, you're not going to get there, right?
Yep, exactly. Yes.
Totally.
Good tips.
Yeah. So I don't know, Alyssa, is there anything else you want to share with the audience before we wrap this up?
Well, I want to thank you for having me on your show. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, it's always fun to talk about fashion, especially with a fashion entrepreneur as yourself. Mm-hmm. And I am also inspired by your work. I think that what you're doing is really incredible and you're really inspiring so many people.
Thank you, Alyssa. I appreciate your comments and your feedback. Thank you so much. I feel the same way. I'm really inspired by everything that you're doing. And I think we need to keep, you know, sharing this information because it's a learning curve for a lot of people, right? We've been educated in a certain way in fashion for many, many, many years, and we're changing, and changing takes time. But, you know, changing when you follow someone like Alisa, you can just, you know, start getting information here and there, and she'll recommend resources and she'll recommend stores. She's always posting about different fabrics from different stores. And, you know, you can just start, you know, don't get overwhelmed. Just start doing it little by little, right? And you're going to make it happen.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And like I said, I find your work to be stunning and really fun. It's very modern and fresh. It's entirely modern and fresh. And I think when people see your work, they not just become inspired, but they can really have that feeling of drive in themselves as well for their own passion for fashion. I think that most of your clients and following and people are advanced fashion people. They're fashion professionals. Even if they're young in their career or old, I think that you track very intelligent people.
Oh, thank you, Alisa. Well, you're here, so there you go.
Yep.
High quality.
Yes.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing this information. Guys, if you have any questions, please reach out to me, share comments below, reach out to Alisa. I'm going to make sure to share all the links, her Instagram. She's, like I said, she's very active and she's super approachable and super kind. So she'll be happy to help you. Thank you, Alisa, for being here today. And thank you guys for listening. If you guys like this episode, please like, subscribe, share, show your support. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Okay. You guys have an amazing rest of your week. You too, Alisa. And thank you again.
Thank you, Sandra.
Bye, guys.